Both those hit songs, pure fire, performed by two of the greatest artists of all time, Aretha and Etta, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. A big announcement expected from the province later on this morning. Not a surprise announcement, though, since the premier has been leaving a trail of hints all week, including this comment Wednesday. We look forward to having a good announcement for restaurants and gyms and other folks that have been closed. Restrictions for restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and more expected to be eased starting Monday, January 31st. Our guest is Ryan Malot from the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Good to have you back on the morning Zoom, Ryan.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
I love it. Well, this is good news, Ryan. How frustrating has the current lockdown been for restaurant and gym owners in particular?
It's been exceptionally frustrating. I mean, these are among the hardest hit sectors throughout the entire pandemic. If we're looking at a January 31st date, indoor dining in Toronto will still have lost 437 total days to full closure, so that there finally is light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully the last time we ever have to go through a reopening announcement, because we'll never be shut down again, is certainly positive news.
It is astounding, and Jane and I were talking about this earlier. It is astounding that businesses have survived.
Yeah, it's been incredibly difficult, and we've seen a couple of things. One, a lot of businesses have done a very good job of pivoting. We've seen restaurants not only embrace takeout that never embraced takeout before, but also getting creative and offering things like meal kits of some of their favorite dishes. I've seen some offer online cooking courses to find new revenue streams. We've seen gyms go as far as renting out their equipment that is normally on the floor to help people out, and again, offering online classes, getting outside into park space and that sort of thing. And we've also seen communities really embrace local, and that's something that's been very heartening throughout the pandemic and something that I hope really stays now moving forward. That being said, it has still been an extremely difficult road. Six-figure debt is very common for small businesses, and there's still a long road ahead to recovery.
Wow, that's terrible. So Ryan, there have been all kinds of subsidies, including some provincial relief for property tax bills and hydro bills. So that's been something. But what do small businesses need right now in addition to this good news announcement?
So in addition to the good news announcement, I think we need to know when the provincial grant is going to open. The government has promised a $10,000 round of funding to eligible businesses, and also a significant expansion of that grant. It's there to help the businesses that are fully closed, and that's good. That's important. But small business is an ecosystem, and when you shut down one area, there are a lot of impacts on others. I mean, dry cleaners are a great example. When you issue a work from home order in Toronto and those office towers are empty, dry cleaners are open, but there's really no business coming in. Taxis are sitting idle as there's nowhere to go. So we would like to see an expansion to other businesses that are impacted, in addition to those that are 100% closed, and some clarity moving forward. I mean, it is great that we're opening to 50%, but the question that we were getting, you know, at 11 p.m. last night is, why only 50%? Why not 100? What are the metrics the government is using? When will we be getting to full reopening? Will the government be comfortable saying pack movie theaters, pack restaurants, pack gyms, which is what business owners need, because traditionally these announcements come with limit contacts, stay home, essential trips only, which is lethal if you're a business that's open.
Mm-hmm. You stole my question. I was going to ask that very thing about the 50% capacity, because, you know, I guess things have to be eased on, you know, and sort of ramped up. I mean, that's what the scientists are saying. So are businesses okay with that timeline?
I think that we're in a better place than we were yesterday, in that now we're going to have a date for reopening, and that is positive. But that 50% number is going to rub a lot of business owners the wrong way. And if you look at the restaurant industry in particular, I think when a lot of people think 50%, we think of restaurants as these big open spaces with tables that move easily. A lot of these spaces have tables that are bolted to the floor or booths that can't move. A lot of restaurant owners will tell you that a 50% capacity or mandating 2 meters between table actually means closer to a 25 or 30% capacity to make it work. And that's sort of a blanket approach to something that is not the same on the ground across every business. So that's something we're going to be looking for closely, getting out of that 50% capacity as soon as possible, and transitioning, I would certainly hope, in early February to 100% will be important. If we have to wait longer than that, I think you'll see some businesses continue to struggle.
What about incentives for restaurant goers? The provincial PCs have announced that if people spend money on travel in Ontario, they'll get that back on their tax returns. Something like that for going to a restaurant.
Yeah, I think anything that is going to encourage people to get out and spend in their communities is going to be well received, be it a incentive for restaurant goers, maybe incentives around gym memberships as well, especially considering that industry lost January, the most important month of the year for them. But what we really need to see is the messaging behind that really back the idea that it is safe for people to go out and we want people to go out. That's something that's always been missing. It can't be missing this time. All the subsidies and support in the world are not going to help businesses in the long run if people are not comfortable going out. If businesses are open and sitting empty, that's going to be a huge problem moving forward.
We will all be paying attention when the premier makes the announcement officially later on this morning. Ryan Malo with the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Always appreciate your time and perspective.
Thanks for having me.